Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
Right now, I'm over in Studio A, joined by Judah and The Lion. They've got a show this evening at The Basement, and we'll talk about that a little bit. They've also got something pretty cool coming up this Friday night. We'll talk about that as well. Welcome to Studio A, guys.
Thanks. Hey, thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for coming in. And what is the first song you're going to play for us this afternoon?
This is more of kind of the more chilled out song on our new record, Kids These Days. It's called Everything Changes.
Okay, great.
Brothers outside with his friends playing basketball. My sister's upstairs in her room with all her dolls. Ain't it funny how everything changes? Ain't it funny how everything goes? Now my sister's married, living in California. Brothers counting money, filing tax reports. Ain't it funny how everything changes? Ain't it funny how everything goes? Father, they're at home alone, and they're waiting on some grandchildren to come along. Ain't it funny how everything changes? Ain't it funny how everything goes? Oh, but you don't change, you don't change for anything. You won't be moved. No, you don't change, you don't change for anything. You're always true. You don't change, you don't change for anything. No, you don't change, you don't change. Now ain't it funny how everything, it all changes? Darling, ain't it funny how everything goes?
And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Judah and the Lion performing live in Studio A. That's a song from a CD, Kids These Days, their most recent release. You had a couple of EPs before that, I believe. Let's give a copy of that CD away right now to caller 4 at 821-9223. That's for the Judah and the Lion release, Kids These Days. And Judah, can you introduce your bandmates to us?
Yeah, of course. These are my best friends, and we've been doing this for the last, I guess, 3 years. Met at Belmont University there in Nashville, and playing the mandolin is Brian McDonald.
Hey.
He's from Chicago, city boy.
Chicago.
And this is Nate Zerker, and he's playing the banjo, and he's got a big beard to show for it because he's from Colorado Springs in Colorado.
And you guys have been at it a few years now, and you've had some great luck on some charts, including the Billboard, several Billboard charts. And you've got something pretty cool coming up. You're going to record something on Thursday that'll be broadcast on Friday. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we're going to be playing on the David Letterman late night show, which we're obviously really stoked about. We don't know how us kids got on that show. We're really hoping we won't embarrass ourselves on national TV. And you know, because our moms, they're really worried about it, you know, us going up there and making a fool of ourselves. So say a prayer for us if you don't mind, and be thinking about us on Friday night if you want to tune into the show and watch us hopefully not screw it up.
Well, you just did a tour over in Europe. Can you tell us just a little bit about that?
Yeah, in the middle of January, we headed over to Scandinavia and played about 23 shows, I think, in about a span of the month. And we got back on Friday, so it's really good to be here. But we had a great time. I think that was our first time playing overseas, and the response was overwhelming. It was awesome.
Well, great. Let's hear another one. What is the name of the next song you're going to play for us?
So this next one, it was actually on our Sweet Tennessee EP, which is the EP before the previous release, and it's called Backs Against the Wall.
In my head, I may not know what I feel down in my soul. With my eyes, I may not see the fire that burns inside of me. Just staying strong, hold on to hope. Grab on, don't ever let it go. 'Cause when your back's against the wall, you're not alone. Here now I have been set free. Fear has got no grip on me. Now I can see the light. Hey, I'm a dead man coming back to life. Staying strong, hold on to hope. Yeah, you just grab on, don't ever let it. Thank you.
Nice one. That's Judah and the Lion performing live in Studio A. They'll be at the Basement tonight and also appearing Sirius Bright. Let's give away a pair of tickets for that now. Caller 488-219-223. We'll get to see Judah and the Lion with Sirius Bright tonight at the Basement. And you've had at least a gig or two before with Sirius Bright. Can you tell us a little bit about that band?
Yeah, they're amazing guys. They have a really cool sound, kind of a folky spin to their songwriting. And the lead singer Tyler is an amazing singer. And it's been fun to get to kind of get to know those. They're from Tennessee as well. They're from Knoxville. So it's been fun to kind of get to travel with them and get to know them as well.
And you're going to be touring out west with Matt Carney pretty soon. And also, you've got a gig coming up in Toronto. Will Matt be with you in Toronto?
Yeah. That's a full, 23 or 4 date tour in the month of March. And so we're kind of touring around all across America. And then Toronto, it's going to be our first time being in Canada. So we're really excited about that show as well.
Well, you get a little bit of help on your CD. Looks like a bass player and a drummer on that. Are you traveling as a three-piece, or do you have other folks playing with you on the road?
No, our some of our best friends play with us as well. They play, we have like a synth bass piano player. It plays like a little bit of both. And then we have accordion, kind of auxiliary guy who kind of plays a little bit of everything. And then we have a drummer that comes out with us when we're on the road. So.
And you'll be, I believe, recording new material sometime this year, maybe in July. Is any of that material already written? And are you playing any of that on the road right now?
Yeah, we actually have a few songs. We've been kind of testing some out. Like, it's always kind of a fun thing as a band to kind of be able to write songs. And then, you know, after you write them, you need to kind of test them out to see if they connect with people, if certain songs do better than others or whatever, if they get a better cheer or whatever. So we've been playing a few new ones actually at our shows, and they seem to be going over really well. And it's just kind of always a hit or miss thing, you know, with people. It's like you kind of automatically connect with your music because it's coming out of, you know, your heart. But you hope it maybe can connect it with other people. It's kind of the trick. So we've been playing a lot. So yeah, we're really excited to kind of get back in the studio this summer and have some new material out for everybody that wants it.
So you guys met in college. Was that because you guys were studying similar topics or maybe living in the same dorm room or something else?
Yeah, it was kind of funny, actually. We're all a year apart. Me and Nate had some classes together. We were both studying music. And through mutual friends, we all kind of met. Judah was actually playing baseball at the time and then doing music business. But when we met, it was just kind of like, hey, do you want to go play a couple songs with this baseball player? He's a songwriter, and, you know, he wants to hear a mandolin and a banjo. So it was just a random meeting at first. But since then, we really, really clicked as friends and musically. So we continued and eventually recorded. And it's kind of the rest is history after that.
And your musical tastes or backgrounds are different,
yeah,
so to speak. What sort of stuff do you listen to when you're on the road that you can all agree on there?
I mean there's a fight for who's got the DJ cable in the car.
It's very eclectic.
But you know, Nate will play some screamo, some bluegrass. Judah will play some hip-hop. I might play some Billy Joel. I don't know.
Wow, dude, you
never
really
know.
Gave yourself the musical credit there.
Yeah. I play good music. They play whatever.
Judah plays hip hop. Nate plays screamo, and then I play Frank Sinatra.
So it's pretty eclectic, though.
Well, thanks for coming in and bringing your stuff. What's
the
name of the last song?
This one's called Mason-Dixon Line.
Okay,
it's
great.
It's off of the Kids These Days record as well.
Thanks.
You good?
Colorado night, and I've seen the heart of that New York skyline, and I feel the warmth of that Arizona sun. built of gold, a baseball in Boston. While I'm young, I wanna see it all from the east to the west side. California, and I've seen the beauty of the green up in Oregon. Oh, yeah. But while I'm young, I want to see it all from the east to the west side. And I'm done, I made up my mind. Carolinas, Alabama would be just fine. Louisiana, down in Texas would be alright. I believe, I think I'll die somewhere in Tennessee. But while I'm young, I wanna see it all from the east to the west side. Somewhere below, 'cause I feel at home. Anywhere below that Mason-Dixon line. Hey.